Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Subway Jungle Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're learning how to offset and arrange it so it actually feels like drum and bass, not just a random synth hit sitting on top of a loop. This is a really useful sound in jungle and darker DNB because it does a few jobs at once. It gives you attitude, it gives you motion, and it gives you a hook without needing a full melody. And when you add a sub layer underneath, the stab suddenly has real weight. It starts to feel physical. Then when you place it slightly ahead of, or behind, the drums, that's when it starts sounding native to the genre. So the goal here is simple. Make a rude little stab, make it heavy underneath, then place it in the groove like it belongs there. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo around 174 BPM. If you want a more general DNB feel, anything between 170 and 174 is fine, but 174 is the classic jungle lane. Now set up three tracks, one for drums, one for the stab sound, and one optional track or return for atmosphere and effects. You want to hear the breakbeat from the start, because this sound is all about interaction with the drums. If you design it in solo, it might sound cool, but then it can fall apart once the break comes in. In DNB, the rhythm is part of the sound design. Now for the Hoover stab itself. Load up Waveedable if you want a straightforward beginner-friendly option. Analog also works well if you want a more old-school flavor. Start with a saw wave or a square saw blend if you want a little more bite. If you're using two oscillators, detune the second one slightly, or shift it up by 7 semitones if you want a more obviously stacked sound. Keep the unison fairly modest. 2 to 4 voices is enough. You don't want a giant super saw wash here. This is a stab, so it needs to feel punchy and focused. Add a low-pass filter, and bring the cutoff down somewhere in the midrange, maybe around 300 Hz to 1.2 kHz, depending on how bright you want it. Add a bit of resonance, but don't overdo it. You want that Hoover-style bite, not a whistle. Now shape the envelope. This is where it starts becoming a stab instead of a pad. Set the attack very fast, basically 0 to a few milliseconds. Keep the decay short, maybe 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain should be low and release should stay short too. The sound needs to hit and get out of the way. If it feels too flat, use the filter envelope to give it a quick burst of movement at the start. That little wah opening is part of what gives jungle stabs their attitude. And if the sound is too clicky, just nudge the attack up a tiny bit. Tiny changes matter here. Next, let's add some dirt. A saturator after the synth is a great move. Keep it subtle, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on if you want a bit of control. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're just giving it a little bite and density, so it feels more underground. Now for the sub weight. This is the part that gives the stab its actual physical punch. The easiest method is to duplicate the MIDI track, then make a second instrument layer that's just a sine wave. Operator is great for this, or Waveedable with a clean sine. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and low pass it so it only supports the bottom end. A good rule here is to make the sub layer quieter than you think. The point is support, not domination. If the sub is too loud, the whole thing gets muddy and fights the kick and snare. If you want a cleaner workflow, put both layers into an instrument rack and balance them with the chain volumes. That way you can save the sound and come back to it later. Now we move into the atmosphere side of things. Since this lesson sits in the atmosphere's lane, we don't want the stab to be dry and flat. We want a bit of smoke around it. The best way to do that is with return tracks. Put hybrid reverb or standard reverb on a return, and maybe an echo return as well. Keep the reverb filtered so the low end stays clean. High pass the reverb return somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, and keep the wet amount under control. A little bit of delay can also do a lot. Try an eighth note or dotted eighth, with light feedback, and filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the bass. You're creating a trail, not a fog machine. If you want a little extra grime, you can add a touch of redux or more saturation before the send, but again, keep it subtle. Now here's the big idea in this lesson. Offset. This is where the stab starts feeling like drum and bass instead of a generic synth part. Don't just place every hit perfectly on the grid. That often sounds stiff. Instead, try moving some of the notes slightly late or slightly early. You can do this in a few ways. You can nudge the MIDI notes a little left or right. You can also use track delay if you want the whole part to sit just behind the beat or just ahead of it. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds can change the whole feel. Use very small moves. You're not trying to make it sound wrong. You're trying to make it groove. A really useful approach is to think in response to the snare. Let the stab answer the break. For example, one hit can land right on the beat, The next one can come just after the snare, and another can lead into a fill. That push-pull feeling is classic D&B language. It keeps the arrangement alive. Try programming a simple four-note phrase across an 8-bar loop. Keep it sparse. A Jungle Hoover stab works best as a punctuation mark, not a constant melody. Think accents, not long lines. Maybe one hit on bar 1, a reply on bar 3, another on the end before a snare, then a stronger hit leading into the next section. That space around the sound is what makes it hit harder. Velocity matters too. Use it like a little mixer for your phrase. Make the first stab in a phrase slightly louder, and let the reply hit speed a bit softer. That small difference makes the pattern feel more human and less copy-pasted. Now check the EQ. On the main stab layer, use EQ-A to clean things up. High pass the low rumble somewhere around 30 to 50 Hz so you're not wasting energy. If it gets boxy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame the area around 2.5 to 5 kHz. On the sub layer, keep it mono and simple. Don't widen the low end. That's one of the fastest ways to make the mix fall apart. Now let's arrange it like a real tune. Don't just loop the same stab for 8 bars and call it done. Start with a filtered version in the intro. Bring in the full hit during the build. In the drop, use the stab only on selected bars so the drums have room to breathe. Then remove it for a couple of bars before bringing it back with a new offset or a different note length. That contrast is what makes the arrangement feel alive. A really solid pattern is to let the stab appear, disappear, then return with a small change. Maybe the second time it's slightly longer. Maybe one hit is an octave higher at the end of a phrase. Maybe there's a very quiet ghost stab before the main hit to pull the listener in. These are tiny moves, but they make a loop feel like a song. Automation is your best friend here. Open the filter a little as the drop arrives. Increase the reverb send in the intro, then pull it back when the drums need to punch through. Raise delay feedback slightly at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Maybe add a touch more saturation before a switch up. Keep the move small, but make them intentional. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the stab too long, overdoing the reverb, piling on too much sub, and placing every hit exactly on the grid. Also, always test the stab with the drums playing. A sound can be impressive in solo and completely useless in context. In D&B, context is everything. If you want a heavier or darker vibe, you can add a little controlled grit before the reverb. You can also resample the stab once it's working. Print it to Audino, chop it, reverse one hit, or shift a clip by a few milliseconds. That's a really fast way to get more character without redesigning the sound from scratch. So to recap, build a short, root Hoover stab with a fast envelope, add a clean sub underneath, keep the low end monosafe, use reverb and delay as atmosphere rather than wash, and most importantly, offset the hit so they interact with the drums. That's what makes it feel native to jungle and darker drum and bass. If you get the sound, the timing, and the arrangement right, this one element can carry a huge amount of vibe. It's a small sound with big impact, and once you start hearing how much life comes from tiny offsets and small arrangement changes, you'll use this technique everywhere. Now go make it rude, make it heavy, and let it breathe with a break.